Healed My Heart and Life, written by Batsu Tausai and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cody slash Fox slash Obi-Wan. There was a lot to be said for living in the Jedi Temple, which hadn't been true of living in Corsac's abandoned barracks, such as the guaranteed power and supplies, the security that came with a lack of surprise inspections, and the sheer variety of food. Probably the most notable con was the distance from the Coruscant Guard office, but Fox was of the opinion that everything else made up for a bit of a longer commute. Those who disagreed had space in a building closer to the Senate District that the Jedi Order apparently owned, and were happy to rent out for pittance for those clones who hadn't been comfortable taking up space in Temple but wanted to live on Coruscant, rather than take the option to move to another planet. After a shitty day guarding the Senate or policing the city planet with surly members of Corsac, the honest delight the Jedi always greeted them with felt like a balm in a way that cuddle piles had never fully been able to serve, if only because it was proof that not all Natborns thought the clones were non-sentient. Another benefit, which Fox hadn't had before the war's abrupt end, was humming quietly to themselves in the kitchen of their shared flat when Fox stepped through the door, while the last benefit was seated lotus-style in front of their floor-to-ceiling windows, but facing the door, rather than the view of traffic, one eye just cracking open and mouth turning up with a warm smile. Fox couldn't be arsed to fight down the urge to smile back, just as warm and probably stupidly besotted, because the setting sun lighting Obi-Wan from behind highlighted the red in his hair in a way that the Jedi knew he liked, which also was the reason that Obi-Wan was almost always seated right there, meditating, when Fox got home. And it would never not be strange to Fox that a Natborn, a Jedi, would do something just because Fox derived pleasure from it. "You're home," Cody said, pulling Fox's attention from the Jedi to where they were standing in the kitchen doorway, smiling at Fox with clear delight. Fox took a moment to look Cody over, trying to spot any changes from their month off planet as part of a team shadowing Ahsoka on her first mission as a newly minted Jedi Knight. Cody rolled their eyes and stepped forward into Fox's space and leant in to press their forehead against Fox's. "I'm fine," they muttered. "Stop worrying." "No," Fox intoned, even as he closed his eyes and relaxed into the contact. "Ahsoka coming by for dinner?" he asked, assuming that, if Cody was home in one piece and calm enough to have been humming when Fox came in, the mission must have gone well. "She's celebrating with her friends tonight," Obi-Wan answered from much closer than his meditation spot, meaning he'd got up to join them. "Depending on whether or not Barriss manages to keep their plans sensible, we may see her for breakfast, or we may simply have to wait until dinner tomorrow." Fox and Cody snorted in chorus, and Fox pulled away from Cody in favor of turning towards their Jedi, who was smiling as he leant in to share a kadabe with Fox. "Come on, let's get you out of your armor," Obi-Wan murmured. Fox huffed, but didn't fight the gentle tug towards the bedroom, not the way he had in the early days, when it still hadn't felt safe in just their blacks. That had come with time and with patience. Not something that Cody had always had. Fox hadn't always known how they'd felt about the promises Cody and their general had made while stationed together, or how that would mesh with the promises he and Cody made before the war. But Obi-Wan had ended up being the one who had kept them from falling apart when Cody and Fox would have ruined any chance of a future together while learning to navigate the scars the war had left them both with. Cody told them about the mission while Fox removed his armor, grateful for the distraction and the implied offer of assistance that both of them in the room was, if he wanted it, but no pressure. Over dinner, Obi-Wan told them about a mission briefing from a Jedi Master who had recently returned to Temple, which had devolved into laughter in the Council Tower when the clones who had gone with the Master had decided to reenact an incident during the mission, and the Jedi Master had playfully attempted to dissuade them before helping the reenactment appear more realistic with the use of some force. given that particular Jedi had been one of the ones who had argued against the idea of clones joining Jedi on missions, it was comforting to hear that things had gone well and that they'd changed their tune. Or, at the least, had all made it through in good spirits. Fox, in trade, offered some stories from the portion of their day walking as patrol in the Senate, and took a silent delight in the gleam in Obi-Wan's eyes anytime he heard something he thought could be passed on to the Jedi Shadows. It had been a good day, better than some, and Fox took comfort in being able to share without causing Obi-Wan to get that pinched look that meant he wanted to call Vos or another Shadow and have them arrange an accident, or cause Cody to go cold and silent in a way that meant they were fighting the urge to go out and shoot someone. They cleaned up together, and then settled around the main room with their data pads, Obi-Wan and Cody leaning against each other on the couch while Fox took his preferred chair, catching up on some personal communication. Obi-Wan shared some stories Skywalker had sent about his tubies, while Wolf had sent Fox and Cody hollows of Coon on a finding mission, holding two tubies, while a cadet hung off his back. Bly, meanwhile, had foolishly sent Cody a copy of her newest love sonnet to critique, which Fox took great delight in reading aloud after swiping their pad, and then typed up a message on his own pad of his critiques once Cody managed to steal their pad back. "It's good to be home," Cody admitted, when Fox was starting to think it might be a good time to head for bed. "Yeah," Fox managed, wasn't certain how to verbalize his own relief that Cody was home and safe, that Fox was allowed to share this home with them, instead of the future they'd expected, after the sense of abandonment that had marked the passing of time during the war and the news, in hand with the war's end, that Cody wanted to try a life with their general. The look Obi-Wan turned on him said that he, at least, understood the words Fox couldn't say, and what he thought about Fox's continued disbelief at how his life had turned out. "Let's go to bed," Obi-Wan said, instead of rehashing the old argument, and they all got up and set about their nightly routines. There were two beds in their bedroom, the one that fit all three of them, and the one for just one of them, on nights that someone, usually Fox, needed to sleep alone, due to injury or trauma making the shared bed a problem. That night saw them all climbing into bed together, Fox and Obi-Wan in silent agreement to bully Cody into the middle, which they allowed with only minor grumbling. In the darkness of their room, Fox found it easier to admit, "I missed you." "Yeah," Cody whispered back, voice sounding choked. "I missed you too, Fox." Fox let himself be clung to without any of the huffing he was tempted to make, letting himself relax into the familiar warmth of Cody's arms and the comforting sensation that felt like safe and love that he knew came from Obi-Wan. Yes. There were definite benefits to living in the Jedi Temple, and Fox wouldn't change it for anything. The end.